join Darlene Sala now for a few moments of encouraging words as we reflect on God's care and provision for us.
Sometimes I think we don't fully appreciate how much we encourage one another when we share with each other about the good things God has done in our lives. I, for one, love to get a phone call or an email telling me how God has met a need in a friend's life or answered a prayer. That encourages me to keep on praying until He does the same thing in my life. To the Christians in Rome, Paul talked about being mutually encouraged by each other's faith. It's especially good to talk to our families about what the Lord has done. Moses told the people, "Only be careful and watch yourselves closely, so that you do not forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them slip from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them." Hey, that means grandkids, too. So the next time your grandson begs, "Grandpa, tell me a story," tell him about the time you prayed for him before he was born. Tell him about the time when he was so sick and doctors didn't know what to do. You prayed, and God touched his body and made him well again. I guess sometimes we're hesitant to talk about what God has done in our lives because we're afraid people will think we're bragging or that we're trying to impress them with how super spiritual we are. Don't let those fears stop you. You know, it's a great encouragement in your walk with God when someone shares with you, so don't hesitate to return the favor. Psalm 126 says, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." Find someone today who needs to be encouraged. Talk about the goodness of the Lord together. I think you will find, as Romans 1:12 says, that you are mutually encouraged by each other's faith.
You've been listening to Darlene Sala's Encouraging Words. For more information on this program, visit Guidelines International Ministries at guidelines.org.